10:30 on a Thursday, that is time for Fitter, Happier on the Record. And welcome to it. There are now two ways to have a cervical screening test. You can choose to screen by either collecting your own sample or having a healthcare provider collect your sample. But what's the reason behind these tests and why are they needed? Today with us, we have Beth Chigwada from the WA Cervical Cancer Prevention Program to talk about the importance of regular cervical screenings. G'day, Beth. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
What inspired you to work in health promotion? How'd you find yourself working with the WA Cervical Cancer Prevention Program?
Yeah, so I hold a bachelor degree in health science, health promotion, and since graduating, I've been using my skills mainly in the sexual health and bloodborne virus sector, working with migrant communities. But in 2019, I joined the program to explore my interest in women's health, and I'm greatly enjoying contributing to this space.
Fascinating field that you're qualified and experienced in. Always something happening. Why do you recommend cervical screening when there is an HPV vaccine?
Yeah, it's a very common question. So the HPV vaccine does not protect against all types of HPV that we know can cause cervical cancer. So we're just making sure that we look after prevention from both ends. So HPV vaccine does a great job, but we also need to follow up with screening.
Who needs that screening?
So screening is for all women and people with a cervix aged 25 to 74 years who have ever had any sexual contact. So this includes people that feel well and have no symptoms, women that are pregnant or going through menopause. It's even for those who have had no sexual contact in a long time or have only ever had one sexual partner. And cervical screening is for those who are transgender, gender diverse or non-binary and have a cervix, or those living with a disability. So there's a long list of people that can access cervical screening.
And that age limit is up to 74. It's not a limit.
74,
Is there a reason why it stops at 74?
Yeah, so the National Cervical Screening Program is funded between the ages of 25 to 74 to best prevent cervical cancer. And that decision on the age range is based on a lot of evidence and research, which you can find on the Wiki Guidelines online. If you just search for Wiki Guidelines cervical screening, you'll find all the literature and evidence to back up that decision.
Great.
But basically, cervical screening, the idea of it is to catch things early. So we know that cervical cancer can take up to 10 to 15 years to develop. So we've got a really long time to find HPV or cell changes caused by HPV early. And if needed, we can monitor them and treat them early and prevent cervical cancer.
Such good news. We mentioned earlier that people can collect their own samples. How do we go about this?
Yeah, so now it's big news. There's two ways to have a cervical screening test. So you can choose to collect your own sample or have a healthcare provider take your sample like the traditional way. Both options are accurate, safe and effective ways of screening. So you still need to access both options through a health setting. So your healthcare provider would explain how to do the test and give you a sampling swab, and then they provide you with a private place within the health setting, so usually a bathroom, somewhere private. You just use the swab. It's a vaginal swab, so you don't have to try and find the cervix, just inserting into the vagina and swiveling it around for about 20 to 30 seconds, and then that swab is given straight back to the healthcare provider and sent off to the lab for testing. Very simple.
Simple and important and can be timely. This is great advice for us, Beth. Thank you very much.
No worries.
For more information, you can go to the cervical screening test information at healthywa.wa.gov.au and the National Cervical Screening Program. You can find out more at health.gov.au. Thanks for chatting with us, Beth.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
That's Beth Chigwada from the WA Cervical Cancer Prevention Program to talk about the importance of regular cervical screenings. You can find out more at healthy, WA, healthywa.wa.gov.au. You're on the record on Thursday on RTRFM.